Kevin Lowe, the most games played in Order history, scored the first goal in Order's history, joins us now. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks. Very good.
Well, Kevin, I know this was something that's been talked about for a long time, that you know, there wasn't room in the old place to have it, but this was something right from the get-go that was decided on. How many items are in there right now, and how often are you going to be changing things in and out?
Well, we had talked about it for some time. You know, the idea came to fruition once we realized where the media area would be located. And it started off as, you know, let's face it, its primary function is the media conference room for the hockey team. And but because it was going to be located up, you know, where people from the outside could look in, we figured we had to splash it up a bit and dress it up and make it look good from the outside, and obviously make the media happy when they're in there. And then that led to the discussions with the Hockey Hall of Fame of doing this joint venture and turning it into more of a museum. Now it's it doesn't have a ton of stuff, but the stuff in there is very, priceless, and be very interesting for people. The draw to the whole thing is the replicas of the Hall of Famers that are in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, their plaques and stuff, which is very cool. So it'll be a multi-use space for us. But, the cups sitting on the outside windows lit up at night is a nice feature. We wanted to have as many bells and whistles in this building as possible, and this is just another one of them.
Now, Kevin, you and Wayne Gretzky used to be roommates way back when you played, so you know him quite well. When did you know that he was going to be coming on board and actually be a part of the organization? And did you ever think that he would come back and be a member of the Oilers again?
Wayne, one of my best moments in hockey, in my years in hockey, is when Wayne Gretzky asked me to assist him in 2000 to run the 2002 Olympic team. Clearly one of my greatest moments. And it spoke to friendship and trust and all those things. And of course, that's where I really got to know Bob Nicholson. And we had, an 8-year run as a group. Wayne and I have stayed connected through various things throughout the years. He's always on to what's going on in the game. Yeah, even though he's a busy guy himself and wasn't directly involved in the last number of years, but he always could phone me up and tell me, how the team played and what his thoughts were. So he had a younger family and the kids are growing up now. The time was right for him in terms of being a father and being able to be away a little more. And he wanted to get back in the game. And Daryl Cates, comments were, well, if Wayne Gretzky's going to get back in the NHL, he's going to get back with one team, and that's the Edmonton Oilers. So that really, that began it all. It's taken, a number of months and weren't sure. I mean, he's certainly has a great life and can be as busy as he wants to be because his demand for personal appearances and being a spokesman for companies has never slowed up at all. But I think once you're you love the passion of the game and to be associated with the team and, the cherish the wins and to dissect the losses. You don't have that when you're not involved in the team. And a lot of agents that are in the game tell me the same thing. Even though they're involved in the game, they don't really have a team to cheer for. So the time was right. And obviously the Oilers Entertainment Group are going to benefit from it because there's no greater name than Wayne's in the game.
What do you expect his contribution to the organization to be?
I would think, starting on the business side, his creativity, he understands the sponsorship and the marketing side of the business as well as anyone. He could run his own company that way, so he'll certainly be a massive addition on that side. And on the hockey side, He Peter Chiarelli has his staff, and it's as Bob Nicholson said today. But Peter has the ultimate call and is running the hockey side. But why would a guy like Peter Chiarelli not tap into Wayne Gretzky? He's not going to be actively involved in hockey. He doesn't want that. quite, nor do I, quite frankly, at this point. You know, so we're sort of around if someone asks us something and asks his opinion, we'll give it. But you know, we're just you know, like fans watching and cheering as hard as we can for the Oilers to get back to success on the ice.
Kevin Lowe joined us. Still a pretty big day, Kevin, of course. You know, for you, someone who's been around the organization as long as you have, from the early days, all the success, and, of course, sadly, the decade of darkness, as we call it, the last 10 years. But, you know, now the new rink is here, and, you know, Connor McDavid's on the team, and Gretzky's back in the organization, and maybe things will turn around. I do want to ask you, because you played the position for a long time, and I know the game has changed a little bit, but when you played, did you find a significant difference playing right or left defense?
You know, I didn't. People have asked me this, Jason, and I try to sit back and be as contemporary as possible. And I sort of, I'm a little puzzled with all this emphasis on right-left shots for D. I think it's a couple coaches, notable coaches and organizations have spoke of that. But, I mean, no doubt in my case, I ended up being on the left side for a long period of time. So then it's a tough adjustment. But if you've played both sides enough, I don't think I and I was involved in the Olympic decisions, you know, for the last four Olympics, and those decisions came up, and I strongly disagreed. I wouldn't, in a perfect world, all things being equal, yeah, take righty lefties to, you know, match them up and have an equal number. But, you know, the Red Wings had a whole pile of lefties for the longest period of time, and they were pretty successful on the ice. And I don't think it's as much as everybody's making a case of. But then again, I'm quite a few years removed from actually playing defense in the National Hockey League, so I'll defer to the coaches and the so-called experts now as to the importance of it or not.
Kevin Lowe joining us today. The Oilers, lots of big announcements, of course, the Gretzky statue. You've got a huge night. A lot of the Hall of Fame players from the Oilers are back in town. But it also represents kind of, you know, the new era, Kevin. I know you've talked about it many times that, you know, the emphasis and the focus has to be on this group of players. And ideally, if they'd have some success, then it would be a lot easier to not talk about the past all the time. And I think as somebody who's not involved in the hockey operations side as much as you were in the past, of course, when you look at this team, like, and I know you're a fan deep down, you bleed the order colors, of course, but do you sense that this year will actually be different?
Yeah, I do. And you're bang on, Jason. And actually, and from a couple perspectives, I'll touch on your point about, I mean, for people that have a bit of a raised eye about today's announcement, or that, you know, the Oilers are trying to drag out the past, there's really the team on the ice is what's most important to the organization, and Peter Chiarelli runs that, and Connor McDavid is the captain of the team and the leader of the team, and Todd McClellan is the coach of that team, and that team will be given, or is being given, every opportunity to be as good as they possibly can be. And there's no one that cheers harder for them than all of us, you know, old Oilers that won championships, because, you know, we, quite frankly, and not even the ones that are involved in the organization, even the other ones like Paul Coffey and Glenn Anderson, they're fed up with the losing as well. So it's, you know, any of the moves the Oilers make is not about, you know, trying to drag out the past. It's, hey, we're in the business of entertainment. Certainly you put a Hall of Fame in the building. It's entertaining for fans. It doesn't deter from Connor McDavid and Todd McClellan and what those guys can do. It's we've given them the best facility in the world. We've given them the best dressing room in the world, and we're all cheering like crazy for them. But you know, the to your question about the team, you know, Peter's addressed a lot of the, you know, what everybody felt was the deficiencies of the team, the back end. You know, Cam Talbot really established himself last year as a number one goalie. We seem to have more depth in goal now. I mean, Connor's a year older. You know, tough to move a guy like Taylor Hall, but had to sacrifice something to fortify our back end. So Milan Lucic is the wild card. He's coming in with a ton of experience. We're a bigger team. We shouldn't lose as easily as we've lost in the past. So in other words, we're going to make it harder on teams to beat us, and so there's no reason why the team's not going to be better. It's just the question of how much better they can be in one season.
Kevin Lowe joining us. Kevin, one last one for you, and I think you would know this. Like, I watch Connor McDavid, and at times I'm just like, wow, like, he's so much better than the best players, the other best players in the league. And you experienced that with Wayne Gretzky. And as a teammate, how do you adapt to that? Like, McDavid is clearly the best player on the Edmonton Oilers, and arguably he's going to be the best player in the NHL this year. How do you how should the teammates react to that? You know, does it take some time to adjust to not just, you know, maybe be overwhelmed and always want to give him the puck and always look for him to do things? Because ultimately, he's only going to play on most nights, you know, 20 or 21 minutes. There's still going to be 40 minutes of ice time without him.
Yeah, you figure out over time, and it takes time. No, and it's a good question, Jason. I mean, how did eventually you understand the rhythms of all your teammates? And in Connor's case, he's the best player. In our case, Wayne was the best player. And so, you know, you don't get to a point where you're just automatically giving them the puck all the time, but you certainly look for them, and then you know how to react once you do get them the puck, where they're most likely to want you to be positioned and you know, adjust for them. You know, I think that from what I've seen with Connor, I mean, not unlike Wayne and all the great players, he doesn't show any lack of production with whomever he plays with. He's capable of adjusting himself, but he'll really start to have success, and the team will have success when everybody adjusts, you know, comfortably and get in rhythm with his game.
Well, Kevin, always good to catch up with you. We will see you down at the rink tonight. Should be a very special evening for many Edmontonians. All the fans who aren't there get to watch it on TV, and those that are there will have a pretty unique night. And hopefully for Oilers fans, they start off with a victory for the 2016-2017 season.
Yeah, no question, Jason. We keep our fingers crossed there, and it's going to be a great night. And then after the game, if people want to hang around, it's going to be a late finish because of the late start, and we apologize for that. But it'll be the one time. You only open up a building every 35 or so years, so hopefully everyone's understanding the late start. But, yeah, stick around and watch the post-game interviews from outside of the Hall of Fame room. It'll be pretty cool.
Well, geez, I'm going to have to comb my hair from now on. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate your time.
Okay, Jason. Take care.